Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. We're on the air. We thank God once again to have peace, love, kindness, and the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us. One thing I would say this evening, because it's a great day to be with the Lord in this realm and to be able to do what God has called us to do. The more we give God the glory, the more we praise Him, the more we recognize Him, the more God gives us the ability to do what is needed. And tonight is what we call Meet Me at the Well. What will? The will of God. The will that's deep with love and kindness and love and peace. The love that's wide beyond understanding. And the height is incomprehensible. But we just thank God for the opportunity to be out there in the radio land speaking peace and joy. Because I know it just these five words, meet me at the well. Wow. When you meet me at the well, you're going to meet me where a place where Jesus Christ comes in through us. And you know, I just went back reading the book again. I started out with the book of Luke, and I began to read how that Luke wrote the Theophilus. He said, former treatise have I written to you, which brings me to the book of Acts. And I said, as I began to read on, I see where there was a man who wife and Elizabeth and Zachariah, and how God began to speak to them. If you notice, any time God uses, He uses top angel. He's called Gabriel, and Gabriel began to speak. But we got our speaker and on, so I will say this next time. God bless you, Doctor. How you doing?
I'm very well, Dr. Hunter. How are you?
Oh, I tell you, I'm just having peace, love, and joy, and kindness. I'm just in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. And I want to tell you, I want to do some extensive research on that Ahab and Jezebel spirit.
Yes.
That thing is something else, my sister.
Yes, it is.
And then I went even deeper. I said, okay, and the Antichrist tops all of that. Antichrist. I said, oh, my God.
Yes.
But anyway, I want to hear what God has placed on your heart. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to thank everybody for meeting us here again at the well tonight. I tell you, God's word is true, and we just give God the glory for what He's doing and what He's about to do. What we want to talk about, what we're saying tonight, is that everything has to line up with the word of God.
Amen.
Everything. Has to line up with the word of God. And as I was studying and talking to the Lord about that and what He wanted me to talk about tonight is that everything must line up. And in Deuteronomy, because there's so much happening in the earth, and this demon is trying to raise his ugly head again. And we got to, as men and women of God, true men and women of God, we got to pray against these things.
Yeah.
We got to come to God and begin. He said, because if any two agree upon any one thing, God will do it. All we got to do is pray. All we got to do is pray and be sincere with the Lord. And the Lord will do that. He will do it for us because it's His word. His word will not return void. And the reason why so much is happening, every time you turn on your TV, you see so much destruction. This demon is not only, and we're still talking about demonic spirits because it's getting into all many people in many different ways. And it's just destroying. It comes to kill, steal, and destroy, as we said last week. And we got to begin to speak God's word and do what God has called us to do, because everything has to line up with the word of God. Everything. It has to line up with His word. And keeping God's statutes, we must keep God's statutes and allow God to operate in our lives. Those of us who trust and believe in the Lord, the Bible says, walk into the thousand of light, two can put 10,000. So if we as men and women of God come together, we the world will accomplish what it said to accomplish. Amen. It said, now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commands to teach you, that you may do them in the land where you go to possess it. Wherever you go, wherever you are, God wants you to keep those statutes. He wants to keep those commandments. And that's what people need to know, is to keep the commandments, keep God's statutes. Amen. And that's why we got to line up and begin to keep the ordinances of God, do what God has called us to do in this earth, and go out and tell others. Because it's too much happening. Too many people, young people especially, are getting killed, doing just dumb things just for no reason at all. He said, that you mayest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy sons and thy sons' sons, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Your days can be prolonged. Your children's days can be prolonged. And this is why we want to keep those statutes. The Lord gave these commands so that we can teach our children and our children's children, so we will have long days in the earth.
Amen.
Amen. We want to have long days in the earth. We don't want to have even having long days, but then suffering in the midst of them. And so the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When we fear the Lord, that's the beginning of wisdom. Fearing the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And that's what we need to teach these children, because these children, a lot of them don't fear nobody. They don't fear anybody. They don't fear God because they don't know God. Mm-hmm. Nobody is teaching them. So these Jezebel spirits come in and take over, have them doing all sorts of things, including losing their lives. Losing their lives.
My God.
Losing their lives. And this is just a shame. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments, his praise, and do it forever. So when we begin to teach the children and let them know the statutes of God, and then that way these Jezebel spirits, suicide spirits, these demonic spirits can't come in and take over them and rob them of their lives, because it's robbing them of their lives. So we are keeping God's command and giving him praise. This is the only thing that will last, is what we do for Christ, what we do for the Lord. That's the only thing that will last. Anything
Amen.
Else you teach the children, you can teach them about football, basketball, whatever kind of ball you want to teach them about, any kind of sports game. Well, only what we do for Christ will last. And this is what we have to get back to. Hear therefore, the Bible says, O Israel, and observe it, that it may be well with thee, and that he may increase mightily as the Lord God of thy fathers had promised. Be in the land that flowed with milk and honey. We want to be in the land flowed with milk and honey. We want to be in that land. We want God to bless us. You want God to bless your children and your children's children. Nobody wants to see their children laying out on the ground, being shot, being killed. They don't commit suicide. Things don't happen to them. So we got to get back to these ways. Get back to the statutes of God. These spirits are ruling over the people, and they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be ruling over your children, over your family, over your household. The Lord wants us to teach these words to the children so their days will be prolonged. Raising up a child in the way it should go so he won't depart. If he talks these things, he won't depart from them. Even though things may happen in life, he won't depart from that true word, the true word of God.
Amen.
This is what we want for the children.
Amen.
Too many children are falling by the wayside, going astray, and to the point of no return. Death is taking a lot of these young men. Every time you turn, death is taking them. The prison is taking them. All these things are taking your children. We can't be, and the thing about it, people can't be fighting among one another when we need to be praying for the children. That's what's more important, because Satan is trying to steal the seed. If he can get your seed, if he can kill your seed, kill your children. If you love your children, you're going to stay before the throne of God for them. The Bible says pray, they'll be wiser but weaker, so we have to pray for them because they're weaker. And if you're not teaching them, you don't love and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. This is the first and the great commandment. The first and the great commandment. And this is what we must do so that our children will not be in line in the street, being killed by police officers, being killed by one another, being killed by gangs, being killed by whatever means that this demon come to kill, steal, and destroy them with.
That's it. That's it.
Amen. And it says, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. It should be in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You should teach your children at home. It starts at home. Teach them at home. Don't wait to, don't send them to the schoolhouse, to the church house, to whatever other house you're sending them to. Start at home. Take out some time because Satan is stealing them. He's stealing them with video games. He's every worldly thing that he can. He's attracting them. And many of the parents are not paying any attention because, oh, this is a good thing. It's a game. And they're going out and buying them and not realizing that their children, Satan is waiting to steal them. And this is what is happening to many of the children. And it just weighs on my heart because of the fact that so many of our children are laying in the street dead. They're robbing, they're breaking in houses, doing things that they should not be doing if somebody just stay on the throne for them. If somebody teach them, begin at home. At home. They see things in their hearts at home. It said, blessed are they that keep his testimony and that seek him with their whole heart. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently, or that thy ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed. You won't be ashamed. Your children won't make you ashamed. You won't be ashamed. They'll have respect unto you all the with all thy commandments. And you won't see them out doing things that they shouldn't be doing. Even if they do, everybody makes mistakes, but they won't be putting you to shame.
Mm-hmm.
Your name won't be ringing in the street. They won't be coming to your house knocking on your door telling you that's your child that's died. Can you come and view the body? Make sure that this is the right person. We got to start teaching our children at home. The Bible says, I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgment. When they learn that, they'll praise the Lord.
Amen.
They'll praise the Lord. If you teach them, it's never too late. If you teach them, they'll praise the Lord. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when I walk it by the way, when I lie down and when I rise it up. When you're getting up, when you go to bed, when you're riding along, wherever you're going, teach your children. Tell them about the Lord. Let them know. Let them know. Don't wait till somebody come knocking on your door talking about that's your child lying in the street. Them got shot, them got killed. It's so mind-boggling to see so many people's children lying in the street, robbing, killing, stealing, and killing. But I understand, because a lot of these children were born out of lust and not out of love, because they don't know what love is, and nobody has taught them at home. So guess what? The word, if you don't have the word in your home and in your heart to teach your children, then guess what? They have what they have. And that's the world, because that's all you fed them. You got to feed your children the word of God. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk to them when they're at home, when you're on the road, when you're going to bed, when you're getting up. You got to talk to them. You got to let them know. You got to let them know. Because it's so sad. Amen. It said most people don't have to put God on the back burner when they allow everything else to come first in their lives, in their children's lives. They're letting everything else come first, the basketball games, the football games, the movies, TV shows, et cetera. All these things come before God. And then when things happen, like the killings at the theaters and so forth and so on, people wondering why, what's going on? That's because you put the first love on the back burner. You put him on the back burner. But then when you call his name, you expect him to come running. Amen. Expect him to come running. Then that's it. They expect him. The Bible said not to bind him for a song upon thy hand, and they shall be as a filly before thy eyes. They got to, when you teach them this word, they got to bind this word around their neck, keep it before your eyes so you can see it. They keep this word. So Satan, this spirit has rose again, trying to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what it comes for, to kill, steal, and destroy. Any way it can. It don't make any difference. But it comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's the bad thing. Because we got to stay in prayer for the weak ones. These children are wiser, but they're much weaker. They can work a video game when you don't even know where the one is. They can work a phone when you don't even know how to turn it on.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
They can do all of that. They can go to a computer and hack your stuff. You don't even know. And your information gone. Because you don't even know. You don't know. You know, they can do all of that. But ask them a question. Ask them about the word of God. They don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know. It said, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them around your neck. Write them upon the tablet of your heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man.
And man. I like it.
You'll find favor if you do these things. But you can't find favor if you don't have nothing to find it with. Because you got to have the word of God to find favor. You got to have the word. You got to have wisdom to find favor. If you don't have it, you can't find it. Because flesh won't get it. Flesh won't get it. It will not get it. It will not get it. Amen. I have my guest with me here again tonight. Sister Bridget Wolf, I just thank God for her spirit, and it's just a blessing to be in company with someone that has the word and stays the word constantly at night. I appreciate that, and I thank God for it. Amen.
I do too.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
To God be the glory. I want to talk about just briefly a little bit before I go into. I want to talk about Sister Dolores, she was talking about the children. And I want to stay in that realm when we're talking about the children. And Proverbs 4:1 says, hear my children, the instructions of the father. So therefore, we have to instruct our children concerning the father. We have to take our children and begin to teach them the ways of the Lord, to instruct them of the father. And he said, give attention to no understanding. So we have to give attention. We have to make room for instruction to teach us. We have to make room. We have to turn the TV off, take video games from our children, all this other stuff that they have given our children to entertain themselves in the world and the things of the world, to occupy their minds, to keep their focus distracted on things that's not giving them no life, no suffering, no peace for their soul, no rest for their soul. So the Bible teaches us in Proverbs 4:1, it says, hear my children, it says the instructions of a father, and give us the attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
Do not forsake my law. When I was, see, that's what happened. We have forsaken the law of the Lord.
Right.
And when we
that's
forsake
right.
the law of the Lord, then the instructions of the father we don't have. And then when there's no instruction in place, then the enemy, right. the children go astray. They go astray because there's no instruction to govern them, to govern them and to guide them and to keep them from all evil. Because the Bible says wisdom comes to give us instruction to keep us from the ways of evil. Amen? It says, when I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, see, we have to teach our children
mm-hmm.
the ways of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We have to keep the word in their sight. And so they can have some insight. When time comes, they can have some insight so they won't listen to the outside voices because they've been instructed by the ways of the Lord. They have heard wisdom in the home, and they have been taught wisdom of God in the home. And so when they go out into the highways and the byways, they won't forget what they heard.
And so when they don't forget what they heard, then that means that when the enemy come in, he won't be able to snatch them. See, mm-hmm. that's what's wrong. He's snatching our babies. He's snatching our babies and our loved ones, our children in the earth, because there's no instruction for their life. Nobody's following the law. Nobody's teaching them the ways of Christ in their home. So it starts with the home. The Bible says it starts in the home. He said, also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my word. Keep my commandment and live. See, if they will get the word of God, they will live by the Spirit. And when you live by the Spirit, the flesh ain't going to have no right to your life. It has no right to invade your life. It has no right to destroy your life, because you're living by the Spirit of God's word, because you've been instructed how to live before God. And so the people are not teaching their children how to live for God. And so that's what's going on. They say, get wisdom. And they don't want wisdom today. Everybody wants, they want the world. They want Beyonce. They want Papa Doe and Danny, and Julie, and whoever. They want all this stuff because they feel like this is what's happening. But see, nobody knowing that they're perishing. They're perishing for lack of knowledge. And so that's why he said, get wisdom, get understanding. And so nobody wants to understand about the law. When you want to talk about the law and get some wisdom, they don't want to hear that. But the Bible says that's going to come a day, and that day is this day. He said, harden out your heart. He said, harden out your heart. He said, listen. He said, because when he's speaking, he said, when he's speaking, it comes to pass. So we got to start hearing, paying attention to what the Lord is saying. We see now that the world is in an uproar, and it's going to take God to deliver the people out of their sin. And so, Brother Hunter, the other day, last night, the Lord gave me a word concerning, it was talking about iniquity, and it was talking about, praise you, Jesus, it was talking about having mercy and having truth. Because we know when God starts speaking his truth, we start declaring his righteousness. And righteousness, what it do, it breaks out iniquity out of people's life. Daniel 4:27 says, the righteous of God break off your sin, and mercy break off iniquity of the poor. But see, if nobody declare righteousness in the earth, sin gonna be on the rat plan like it's doing. So somebody's gonna have to start sounding alone in their houses, in their spiritual house and in their natural house, and start decreeing and declaring God's word in the earth, so God's word could be Lord over their life in the earth. So the righteous of God breaks off the sins of the people's life. That's why we got to speak God's truth. Because without truth, that righteousness won't be able to break out the sins off of people's life. Then we got to talk about the mercy. Jesus said, with love and kindness, tender mercy, while I draw you to myself. See, if somebody was showing mercy to the poor, to the orphan, to the widows, and to the children, then it would break out the iniquities of the poor. So we got to show some mercy to the people. We got to be merciful. Jesus said, you know, they're talking about, say, well, we know, you know, the Pharisees say, well, we learned this from birth, from childbirth, and this and that. And they say, yeah, you done well, but guess what? You left the other part undone. Where's your mercy? Where's your compassion? You know, where's your justice? Your faith? I mean, you know, he wants the people to know him. It ain't all about your money. It's about knowing him. He wants your heart. So we got to begin to teach our children, pour out in them what God has given us. Now, you know, the Bible says, somebody said, well, you know what? We don't know everything. That's why we come to the Lord. And we ask the Holy Spirit to teach us, because he said he would teach us all things. If we ask him for it, you got to ask for it. You got to seek him out. That's why the Bible tells us in Matthew 6:33, he said, seek first the kingdom of God first. All his righteousness, all these other things would be added. So the reason why things not been added to people's life and to their household is because they're not seeking God's word. And they're not teaching their children God's word and how to live before God. And God is displeased at the people for their children's life. You know, the Bible says, you know, if we would declare his word over our life, if we would take up and begin to pray for our household, we need to get back to prayer. Amen. We need to get back to prayer. We need to come back on one in the spirit, praying to the Father. Because the Bible says, you know, he said, matters to the backsliders. And some people have never gave their life to the Lord, but if we would seek him earnestly with our heart, he said he would not turn aside. He would come and he would aid us. Because he said when the righteous cries out, he hears the prayers of the righteous. Amen. So we got to get back to the prayer. And the watchman got to come back in alignment. The prophet got to come back in alignment. The apostles and the prophets and all the five, four men got to come back in alignment and get on their post and start decreeing and declaring God's word over God's people, so these people won't have to live the life they're living. You know, it's just showing that the gods, there's going to have to be a change of the gods, because the people are dying and going to hell, and they're going to hell without instruction.
Amen.
God wants the people to know
Amen.
The truth. Truth comes, it's going to give them instruction how to live before him. Now, the Bible says in Proverbs, to God be the glory, Proverbs 2 and 10, it says, with wisdom enter your heart, and knowledge is present to your soul. So, you know what? They say, well, the children don't want to listen to nobody teaching about Jesus. But if they see you in the home living for Jesus, if you're walking up right before the Lord, you will win them over by your actions, your conduct, and by your way of life. Because the Bible says, when we begin to seek the Lord and begin to live for him, it will draw others to him. So the Bible says, the scripture will preserve you. The reason why the scripture is preserving all the babies is because we have not sought out to wisdom. Wisdom was, when wisdom comes, it guards you and keeps you from the evil one. It will protect your home. Psalm 91 tells us that. He said, he that dwells in the secret place. In order to dwell in the secret place, you got to come to the Father. You got to come to the Word. You got to come to Jesus. And you got to tell the children about the Lord so they can have a dwelling place, so they can live in a sheltered place, so when the storms of life come, they will be hidden from the scars of the tongues of men. The reason why our children are dying in the street, because the stripes of tongues of men has rose up, and they see they're making it.
Yes.
The enemy see they're making it. He don't see them clothed with the robe of righteousness.
And
so he having a field day with our children. And we sit by hollering about, it's a white thing, it's a black thing. No, it's a God thing. Because if we would do what God said, we won't have to worry about our children laying in the street dead. We don't have to worry about our children going to jail. We don't have to worry about our children robbing and stealing and plundering the people or doing the things that they're doing. It's not our children's fault. That's come to let me know it had nothing to do with the children. It had something to do with the parents, because the parents was the guard keepers of their children. God gave these children to us to nurture to our children, to grow them up in the ways of the Lord. He said, train your children up in the ways of the Lord, so when they get older, they won't depart from the ways of the Lord. So then let me know, the burden proof don't lie with the children, it lies with the parents. And so that's why we have to do, as parents, we got to come back and ask God to forgive us of our sins and our trespasses and repent of our sins, and we got to come back and ask God to help us to raise our children. We can't do this what the Bible says. We need the Lord. The Bible says the Lord is our strength. The Lord is all of our strength for the battle. And then when you know, it's a battle out here in this world. And if you ain't got the word of God in your spirit, then the enemy gonna have a field day with you and your family. So today, what we come to do, we just come to tell the people today to get back into alignment with the will of God for your life and your family. So God can prosper you, so he can favor you, because he want to shine upon you. He want to bless you. He want to encourage you. He want to strengthen you. But we got to come back to his word. The Bible says in the beginning was the word, and without the word was nothing made. And so we know if we want anything in life, we got to come to Jesus. Jesus said he's the way, the truth, and the life. Without him, there would be no life. So that's what's going on. The children don't have a life, but they don't have Jesus in their life. And that's the bottom line. So we want to tell you tonight that Jesus loves you, and all he wants you to do is come to him. He said, come to me, all you who are weary, who carry heavy laden. And he said he will give you rest for your soul. Your soul is in turmoil because you don't have Jesus in your life. So you don't have to live there in that life anymore. Because Jesus said he's going to give you a new life. And that life is in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
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 Oh!
Amen.
My God, what a... I mean, she's fired up on some Holy Ghost tonight.
Oh, amen. Praise the Lord.
My
Lord,
God.
Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. And you know, the instructions Lemuel's mother gave him, she taught him. See, in Proverbs 31, she taught her son. She taught him. She taught him. She said, my son. And what the son of my womb, and what the son of my bow, give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroys kings. See, and that's what's happening. The young men and women have to be taught.
That's right.
They have to be taught. You got to teach them at home.
She didn't wait till she got to school or to the church or wherever. She taught them at home. Yes, when they're babies, women, she taught it. She taught her child. She taught her son. And women was to teach the young girls. Teach them. You teach them at home. Because too many of your children, even now, even if they are grown, you can still go to God. They still live. You can still go to God. Stay on your knees day and night until there's a breakthrough. And let the Lord minister to you. Let him tell you what to do. Repent of our ways. That's one thing. Repent of our ways.
Amen.
And get back to God. Let him minister to you. Let him tell you what he wants to do. He knows the children better than you do.
Amen.
He knows them. They his. He made them. He created them. Not you. Not you. He allows you to carry them, but he the one who created them. He made them. So talk to him about them. Amen. It's not enough people talking to the Lord about their children. The children are out in the street, disgracing their parents, robbing, stealing, killing, but it's a spirit. They don't stop and pray the spirit off. They're wondering what's happening. It's a spirit. I don't know what's wrong with this boy. I don't know what's wrong with this girl. But you have not stopped to pray this curse off of your children. You have not stopped. And so people have to begin to pray and ask God for forgiveness, repent of their sin, and get back to the first love. Get back to God. And let God begin to teach you and minister to you and show you what to do. Put your children on the altar. I don't care how old they are. Take them before the throne of God. And let him tell you what to do. Because he will teach you.
That's right.
He will teach you.
And you know, woman of God, you know, Proverbs 13 and 22 says, a good man even inherits his children's children.
Amen.
And inheritance is God's will. It's God's instruction for their life. That's the only reason why we're here, to give the instruction to our children.
Amen.
If you want to even have, he's not talking about money. He's talking about his will.
He
wants us to leave a good inheritance to our children. And he said, but that's what he said, it must be breath of the sinners, so that's for the right. So what we got to do, we got to begin to put breath in our children's spirit.
Amen.
And how we do that is God's word. It's by God's word that we do that. The Bible says, meditate on this word day and night. So we got to take our children. My daughter comes to me sometimes and she said, Mama, she said, you know, I'm tired. I'm tired. I looked at the TV. I'm just straightening my room up and I'm straightening and clean up. I don't know what else to do. I said, well, go get the Bible.
Yes, amen.
Go get that. Because she let me know she ain't got nothing to do. So if you ain't got nothing to do, let's get some beans in here. Go get the Bible, sit at the table. And she said, well, what scripture am I going to go to? I said, we're going to pray and we're going to ask the Lord. Go to the table, he's going to tell you what to do. And he'll give her a scripture. Then he'll give her two or three more. She'll come back and say, Mama, guess what? He said this, he said that. See, she get interested. See, if you would begin to tell your children get to before the Lord with the word, buy them a Bible. Get them a Bible.
Amen.
So when they don't know what to do, they don't have nothing to do. They're on the phone. Just take the cell phone. Take all that stuff from them. You put it in the hand. You got the thought to take it out the hand. Take it out the hand and put a Bible in the hand. And then when you put the Bible in the hand, begin to sit down and begin to speak the word of God to your children. You say, well, I don't know where to start. Well, you know what? All you do is just open up the Bible and start reading to them. And then the word becomes real good. It will begin to minister itself to you. And you'll be able to sit there and teach the children word by word. The Lord will teach you how to speak to your children concerning the word. When he sees that you're seeking him with all of your heart, he said, if you will seek me, you will find me. So if you will seek him in that word, you will find him in that word. And that word will begin to teach you how to teach your children. And he will teach them and train them in the way they should go. So that's what you do. Begin to guard your children's eye gates and ear gates. Don't ever look at everything that comes on TV, you know. As a matter of fact, they got the child lock now. Get the child lock. You know, if it ain't appropriate, don't ever look at it. If it ain't ministering right to them, cut it off. You know, these little simple things. These are simple things you can do. See, because if you start out doing that, then you got to worry about the big things because they already been praying how they do the simple things. See, they've already been knowing what to do. So, you know, that's what we have to do. We have to train our children and talk with them and minister to them, live the life before them. Now, listen, it ain't going to work if you're not living the life before them yourself. They looking at you doing one thing, and you trying to teach them another thing. No, you got to live what you preach. You got to live what you teach. And when you do that, then you make the power of God
to affect. It'll be affected in your life. It'll be affected in your children's life. You want to worry about nobody giving you no phone call saying your child dead and got shot for robbing and stealing and plunder. The other night we got a call. We got a call from my son, and the Lord had me to get up and begin to pray and to intercede on his behalf. And he don't live here in this city. He live in another city. And as I was praying for him, the next day, the lady next to the street over there, we got a word in that their son had got killed because he tried to rob somebody in Houston, Texas. Now, let me tell you something. They just coming out of high school, and they picking up guns and shooting people. But, see, if the father and the mother being home to see this shooter, they won't have to worry about they coming up dead. They won't have to worry about that if they would train them. But if they keep seeing you selling dope, they seeing you sitting for people, and you robbing and plundering the people, the poor, the widow, the orphan, then guess what? You wicked. Then guess what? They gonna do the wicked thing. So they learn from the parents. And the parents, they will learn from the Lord, then the children will learn from the parents. So that's where it's coming in at. So we got to get back on our parents. We got to get back on our clothes. I'm not fussing at anybody. I'm not throwing a stone at anybody. I'm just telling you that we got to do it the way of the Lord. The Lord said, come to him. He said, seek the Lord with all your heart. And then he said, when we seek him, then you will find him. And he will teach us the ways of the Lord. So this is what it's all about, to Amen. Teach us the ways of the Lord. Because we don't want to die and go to hell. We want to live forever and turn with Christ. And the only way to do that, we got to get his wisdom. So wisdom is the principal thing. The Bible says, now you're getting, get some wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing for our life. And without wisdom, there would be no life. You said, without him, there's no life. Amen. And we see that now. It's evident in the TV land and in the radio station. We hear about our church. It's evident that they have no life without Jesus. So in order to get us to know Jesus, we got to give us some life. What is the life? His word. His word is our life. He said, and he was talking over there, this is what he told Moses. He said, my words are not mere words. They are your life. They're not mere words. You know, casual words. These are our life. Jesus said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that is received out the mouth of God. So we got to give the children the word of God out of his mouth. And his mouth is his wisdom.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Amen. And that's why we want to, that's why the word is coming forth, because we want to see people healed, delivered, and set free, and not losing their souls. Too many children are losing not only their life, but they're losing their souls. They're losing their souls. And that's why we got to begin to pray and intercede and ask God to help them, because it's too many children are losing their souls. And it breaks your heart to see so many children losing their souls the way they are. It's just really a sad thing. And we got to get back to God, get back to serving God. The Bible says the law of the wise is the foundation of life to depart from the snares of death. Good understanding, good is favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. The way of transgressors is hard. So we got to get back to speaking God's word. Get back to praying for the children. Get back to it. Because, like I said, too many are losing their souls. And it's just a sad thing when you turn on your TV. Every night there is something. Every night. Every night. It's not one night. Every night.
Every night.
And it's a heartfelt thing. And, you know, and I like the book of Proverbs 31, where Lemuel's mother is teaching him. She's teaching him. She's giving him instructions. And this is what we must do. People must get back to instructing their children, giving them the word of God, so they have something to live by. They'll have bread once they get out in the world. Once they go forth, they will have the word of God to live by. They will have that word to live by, because it's so sad. And anybody that has experienced the death of a child, it's heartfelt. It's not only for them, for us. We hate seeing that. We hate sin, and that's why we're saying, get back to the word of God. Pray for your children.
Amen.
We're praying with you. We're praying for you.
get back to it, you know, because it's just terrible to look at TV every night and see that this same thing is happening again and again and again. So we want to put an end in it. And the only way to put an end in it, you got to hide your children in the Word. Without the Word, was nothing made. So if you want your children to prosper in life, be successful in life, and live a long life in this land, the Bible teaches us in Psalm 91, and one that was said in us, it was talking about, Jesus told us, he said that the Word of God, David was talking about Psalm 91, was talking about he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God, to abide in the shadow of the Almighty. So we got to dwell in the secret place, in the place of the Most High God, in that Word. When we get to the Word, he cover us, he hide us. And the Bible says, and he'll hide our children, because the Bible says, the long life he would satisfy us and show us his salvation, when we got his Word. Without the Word, we won't have no salvation. Without salvation, we won't have no long life in his name. So we got to teach our children the ways of the Lord. And you remember when Moses was, I'm just going to go back just a little bit, and when Moses was, when Pharaoh was trying to, he went out into Israel, and he was trying to go to the children of Israel, and he's killing all the newborn because he's trying to find all the seed. See, the devil's after your seed. He's after your children. So, you know, he's after your children. He's not after the old or the really after the grown people. He's after our babies. He's after our babies because they're the next generation. He's trying to stop the prosthetic from growing, because he knows one of the children, our children, are prosthetic people of the Lord. And he knows if he could kill the children, he'd kill a whole nation. So we got to take our children and hide them in God's Word. You know, hide them from the enemy. And speak life over them, not there. Don't tell your child you'll never be nothing. Don't tell your child you'll never succeed in life. No, that's the wrong word. Speak life over your children. Encourage them. Say you're gonna make it. You are a daughter, son of the Most High God. Let me sit down and explain to who you are. Take them in the scripture and show who they are in Jesus. Show them who they are, because they don't know their identity. When you come to the Lord, he will teach them and show them who they are in Christ. He will give them an identity. He let them know that they are somebody, and that he has called them to be men and women of God, that he's growing them up and growing them in the ways of the Lord. So you got to encourage your children. You got to speak life over them. Not death, not talking about you'll never be nothing, your daddy wasn't nothing, your mama wasn't nothing. No, you tell them that Jesus is Lord, he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Tell them about the Father. If they mother, father, and grandparents miss them off, well, praise God. Don't concern yourself with that. Speak life over your children. Begin to decree and declare God's word over their life. Cover them, hide them in God's word. Pray for them. Intercede on their behalf. Let me tell you something. When you start doing that intercede and praying for your children, God will turn that thing around for their good. But you need somebody to cry out. It's better not. He needs somebody to speak life over the children. We see what's going on. Yeah, what we gonna do about it? We see what's going on. We not gonna go out there and fight with no guns and knives and weapons, carnal weapons. No, we gonna use the spiritual weapons. Yes. God gave us. He said he have all that were better for the strength. He have all that were strength for the battle to subdue the enemy upon our feet. How are we gonna subdue it upon our feet? When we speak God's word over our children's life, when we pray in the seed, decree and declare God's word, and stand on God's word, no matter what the situation looks like, no matter what the circumstances say, speaking to us loud, but the enemy do speak our mouth.
Yes.
Well, guess what? Wisdom's got a voice too. You want to use wisdom. You want to speak God's word over your children's life and your family life. And you got to decree and declare that my son, my daughter shall live and they shall not die. My son, my daughter, they are the head and not the tail in Jesus' mighty name. You got to decree and declare that they will be successful in life. I decree and declare, oh God, that they have the wisdom of God in their belly. And they speak the wisdom of God. And they surround themselves with God-fearing women and men of God to speak life into them. So you got to decree and declare. You got to speak that over their life. And when you start speaking over their life, then the life of that word begin to come alive in them. It begin to come alive in them. And it'll take legs. It begin to rise up. And it become their rightful place in the spirit. So you got to do this. And the only way you can do that, you got to know what the word says. You can't speak this over your children's life if you don't know what God's word says. So first of all, we got to come back into alignment with God's word.
Amen.
For our children, for our family, and for our life.
Amen.
We got to take back.
Amen.
The Bible
Amen.
Said the kids are going up the bottle, and the bottle is taken by force. So we got to take it back, y'all. We got to take back ourselves.
The only way we're going to do that is with the word of God.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Because the thing about it is,
God don't he don't need us to go out with our guns, and he know we can shoot. He don't need us to go out with our guns and start shooting, but he need somebody to stand up for him and speak the word, because the word works. The word will do what it said will do. And so that's what God wants us to do in this hour, is speak his word and do what God has called us to do. And stop, and another thing people got to do is stop cursing their children and saying negative things of them, because when you do, Satan is waiting to carry it out, every negative word that you speak of them. I was telling somebody a couple weeks ago, how come you can't say, oh, you're too smart. You're so smart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're going to be a doctor. Oh, you're going to be a lawyer. Oh, you're going to be in drama. You know, why we can't say those things instead of using, amen, building them up instead of tearing them down. That's right. A wise woman builds a house up. So teach your children. We want women to become wise. We want them to start teaching their children, women and men, to start teaching their children so they can be wiser and not weaker and not fall to the devil's demise.
Amen.
And letting the devil use them for every little thing that he can, every little way he can, doing everything that they can. Everything is not for you to do. Some things is not for you to do. So that's why we come tonight, to sound the alarm, to let them know. Pray for your children. Put them on the throne of God. Pray for them, because they're wiser, but they're weaker. Like I say, they know everything about electronics. They know all things about things that go on in this world. But when it comes to the word of God, they don't know it. That's why they're out in the streets. They rob and steal and kill it. Because if they knew God, they wouldn't do it.
That's why.
If they knew it.
And that's why the church going to have to come outside the four walls.
Amen.
Back and get in the highways and the byways and the streets. To come out from behind the doors, the back and behind the walls of the church, hiding and going on. Come on out of there and begin to decree and declare God's word down the streets and the highways and the byways. And go back and walk out in our neighborhoods and take back our neighborhoods from the devil. God gave us authority and the power to tread over the servants of God. He said nothing by any means shall hurt us. But guess what? You got to believe that by faith. And when you believe that by faith, you can go forward and do that what God has called you to do. He told us, he commanded us. He said, go out into the highways and compel hands and justice in the name of Jesus. And so therefore, we got to speak God's word in our atmosphere. We got to speak it in our domain and our, because he said, attention, I move the rain and have dominion over us. But we got to speak God's word into our atmosphere. We got to go back and start going, walking down in our communities, getting out here where the people is, and begin to minister to them. The fivefold ministry need to come and minister to the people, the evangelists, the prophets, the prophets. Everybody need to come and begin to speak to the people in the communities and in the city affairs. They need to start coming and getting and seeing what's going on in our neighborhoods. And come and not say, well, you know what, that's not our business. You know, God told us to take care of the people, the ones in the house. God told us to go down the highways and byways, compel men to come. How they going to come to him if they ain't hearing the word? Faith come out here and hear the word of God. How they going to hear without a preacher? And how you going to preach unless he been sick? Now, if you say you're a sick one, you need to be out there on the highways and giving them what thus says the Lord, so they can come out of their sin, so they can come out of the traps and the holes that the enemy has plucked for them. So that's what I'm saying. We got to come together in unity in the spirit. The Bible said, walk worthy of your calling,
brethren.
Walk worthy of your calling, sisters. So we supposed to walk worthy of our calling. We got to come on one accord, having the same mind, the mind of Christ Jesus. There's a gathering going on. The Lord is gathering up all the prophetic, the prophets and the apostles. This is our time to shine. Amen. To God be the glory. And we're going to have to shine for Jesus. We're going to get on the highways and the byways. We're going to go. We want to go and talk to the homeless. We want to go and minister to the sick, the crippled, the blind, and the crazy. Now listen, the real gospel has not been preached if we're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a form of godliness, which is the law. And the law can't save nobody. And the Bible told us to go out and the real power will come when we're walking in power, when people's lives have been changed for the better, for Christ in Jesus' mighty name. So God is calling us to go out and get them. We got to go out and get the people. We got to go out and speak to them. And God told us we have a job to do. And he don't want us sitting on our gifts no more. He wants us to be operating in our gifts. He wants us to walk and operate in those gifts and calls that he's given us. It's time out for sitting down and talking about who names got the best name, who got the most members and this and that. Forget that mess. Let's go get our babies. Let's go get our children. Let's go get our family back. Let's go get back whatever everything that the devil has stolen and plundered from us and robbed from us. And the only way we're going to do that, we got to go to the enemy camp to get it. Amen?
if we're in agreement, if we don't want to call tonight concerning this, because God told us to go back and get our children. And the only way we're going to get our children, we got to go back to the gates in hell and get our babies, because that's where they at. You got to go where they are. You got to go where they are. Jesus went where the people were. He didn't go in the synagogue all the time, sitting down and talking about child and office. He went out in the highways and the byways and speaking to the people. And people heard about his name. They heard about what he was doing, and they came and they were pressing to see the Lord, to seek him out. So the only way people are going to seek you out is you got to go out where they are. They got to hear a word from on high. You know? And they're not coming to your church, so you can forget about that. Go where they are. Go where they are. Go where they are, because they need a Savior. And Jesus sending us out to save them. We are his hand and feet in the earth. We are his eyes. We are his mouthpiece. And he's using us to go save them. So let's go save our babies. We hear about going on the news and the radio and the radio station and things. We see what's going on. But guess what? It's time out for this sin. What we going to do about it? Jesus said, be hearing the doers of the word. So let's do the work. Let's go do the work, y'all. Let's get together and let's go do the work. We're taking back our cities. We're going to decree that we're taking back our cities in Jesus' mighty name for the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God just didn't come just for the people behind the doors of the church. That's religion. No, he came for the world. Jesus so loved the world that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever to believe in him shall not perish. If we don't open up our mouth and speak, the people going to perish. We got to declare God's truth.
Amen. The Bible says there is a generation that curses their father and do not bless their mother. There's a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet it's not washed from their filthiness. And that's what's happening today. This is what's happening today. They're not washed. They don't even know anything about being washed. They'll tell you, oh, I know God. But no, you don't know him. You heard of his name, but you don't know him. And so this is the problem in their own eyes. They're pure in their own eyes. And so they think they can do whatever they want to do when they get ready. And so this is what's happening to our children today. That's why we as men and women of God have to speak God's word. We got to speak God's word. We don't even have to go to the place. If you're abiding the word, if that word is in you, you can speak that word, and that word is going to accomplish what it's going to accomplish.
Amen.
If the word will go anywhere. If you're sincere within your heart, the word will go anywhere.
Amen.
And that's what we must do. Amen. That's what we must do. And this generation has not washed themselves from their filthiness. 30-11. It has not washed themselves. And this is a generation that curses their father and their mother, and father and do not bless their mother. It said there's a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness. And this is what's happening. That's why we see so much destruction in these young children.
Mm-hmm.
That's out in the streets doing whatever they want to do. They haven't been taught, they haven't been clean, they haven't been washed from their filthiness. So they keep going in the same direction. So we have to, as men and women of God coming together in unity, we have to begin to pray for them. That God will draw them back by his word.
Amen.
Not by ours, but by his word.
Amen.
Amen.
And so, like he say, how can a young man cleanse his ways? It's by taking heed according to the word of God. So the only way a person going to be clean, our children going to be clean, our seed going to be clean, we got to take the word and speak it over them to cleanse them. We got to cleanse them. We cleanse them by the word. When we speak God's word, they take it to heart and they take it to heed, and they receive it by faith. Then they cleanse them from their evil ways. They cleanse them from their evil ways. Thank you, Jesus. And see, and then they say with our whole heart. So we got to seek the Lord with our whole heart. We can't do it half-heartedly. We can't just do it half-heartedly. He wants our whole heart. So we got to teach our children, train them up in the ways of the Lord, and cleanse them with the washing of the water of the word. So the woman of God just got to say, she said, there's a generation that curses his father. But see, if they would be washed, if we would teach our children the word of God, then they won't curse their father. They'll bless their father.
Amen.
And he said, it does not bless his mother. This is a generation that is pure in its own eyes. See, they leave it to their own understanding. They leave it to their own understanding because they don't have no instructions for their life. They don't have no instructions of God's word for their life, so therefore they leave to their own instructions, and therefore they're pure in their own eyes. And that's why they curse their fathers and they're not blessing their mother. Amen. So that's what we got to do, y'all. We got to teach our children the ways of the Lord. The Sunday school teachers, you got to teach in the church. The mamas and daddy got to teach them at home. The grandpa care, grandmother, grandpa care, they got to teach them the ways of the Lord. I ain't say religion. I say teach them the ways of the Lord. And his word is not religion. His word is pure. His word is pure. It's a pure language. His word is pure. We got to teach them the wisdom of God. Let's time out for them talking about denomination. Let's get that. Let's go to the word and give our children what thus said the Lord. Amen.
Well. Praise the Lord. Woo! Full of fire.
Amen.
I have a person on the line want to talk with y'all. Can y'all talk with her?
Amen.
All right. Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, Pastor Will.
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead. Talk to the people that listen to you. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, I'm listening to you ladies. I'll tell you what. I sure they could be the devil, man, standing in front of you ladies. Woo! Praise God. But, you know, listen, tonight I got on late here. I had to deal with some. I got a call in to come into the church. There was a young man that came in, and he had two little kids with him, little twin kids that are 6 years old. And he had taken his kids out of the house. It was his ex-wife is on methadone, and he had to get the kids out of there, and he came to the church. And he was needing a place to stay. And he went to almost every place that possible could help him to get him into a place to stay. And it's unfortunate that a lot of the shelters aren't taking men with kids. They'll take women with kids. They'll take women, battered women. They'll take whatever else. But this man would step out. And I was about an hour and a half on the phone making phone calls with a couple other people trying to get this man into a place with his two kids, that somebody was taking him in, and praise God, it happened. But the thing is, the man had shown the love for the children. Parents, has got to show the love for your children, because that will pass that on to their kids. And their kids will have to their kids, and their kids to their kids. Yet knowing who the Lord is, but if we're all brought up in the righteousness of Christ, but we still need to show the love of Christ, and that is showing that same love and protecting the children that we have and protect them. And that same love that man has for his kids to take him out of a situation, and yet he was stuck out. He had no place to go. But he was willing. It, whatever it took to get the kids into a place. And a major part of everything that we do in life is through the love. Love conquers everything. And we speak life. We speak life into our children. We speak love into our children. We speak everything into our children. And that goes on from generation to generation to generation. And we are losing it. And a lot of it has to do with these video games and all these other things. These kids are they're just inundated with all this violence and all this sexual immorality that's going on on the local Disney channels, and how that the parents are stupid and the kids are brighter than the parents. You know, this is all crazy. We need to be able to take this kid out of that situation. And we need to begin to show the love. We need to be able to begin to bring it all back into perspective as to where it belongs.
May I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay. Well, hello?
Yeah.
Oh, behind the, some of you, you're behind the scene here. Well, one thing I would ask you. Now, you out there with them day by day by day. You see a lot of these children that Dr. Dolores and our speaker was talking about tonight. What we got to do, we got to bring them back to the ABC principle. And I know every day you out there, you see them. You see the lifeless, you see the young children beat up, the mothers beat up, the father. Well, we know that it is the enemy, called us the devil. So
we
who have the power, I just believe it's time, and I say to people, this radio station is a catch a call. We can catch a lot of people that are listening but may not ever call in, but they're hearing the truth. So the thing that I hear and saying, and I believe, because I was raised by the women who taught me the word of God. Hello?
Amen.
Amen. So one thing I will say, I know I don't need to be what people say. I know who I am. First of all, I'm a saved, born-again Christian through Jesus Christ. I have
Amen.
No religion. Religion is a theology. Everybody can have theology. No, I don't. I have pure religion because I trust in God.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. And Pastor?
That's right. So it's just like the ladies have said that, you know, we got to start speaking the righteous and the word of God and telling the kids they're good and they're not stupid and they're not this and they're not that. But also, like I said, in order to protect them, you know, we need to throw these video games away, these violent video games, because, like I said, it's just corrupting the young kids' minds. When they're young, that's when they're most active in learning and where they're learning, you know? And then, like I said, they're watching these TV shows where the mom and dads are dumb. And you know, and then that carries on. I mean, that influences them at a very young age. And that carries it on. This is why we're getting the hate of the parents, you know, the children who are hating their parents because they've been seeing this, that the mom and dad are dumb. Dads are dumb. You know, they don't know anything. And all that stuff is going on. And we need to sit there and really look and see what these kids are watching and what they're being influenced by. You know, because they can go out into the streets and it's there. It's just like a fog. You know, it's there. You're walking in the midst of it. So if you're not speaking truth and you're not speaking life and you're not speaking God, and you're not speaking positive things into their lives, well, that fog is going to just suck them up, and they're going to be lost in that fog.
Yes, that's true. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, I know that this gentleman, he comes on the line with us on Tuesday nights, and every so often he comes, he sends me a text to Facebook, and I just decided, I said, well, we just need to pray for him and believe for him. So may I ask one of you sisters to pray for him, please, while we're on the radio?
Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you tonight praying for the brother, dear Lord God, who's requesting prayer, dear Lord God. We pray, Father, asking that whatever his needs be, dear Lord God, that you are able to supply them, Lord God. Lord, we pray right now that your Holy Spirit rain down on him, dear Lord God. Give him what he needs, Father, in the name of Jesus, because, Lord, you know how to feed your people. Lord, we thank you right now, dear Lord God, for him coming, even seeking your presence, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for asking him in every need, dear Lord God. Praying, dear Lord God, that he will turn. He will release himself to you, dear Lord God. All his ways, dear Lord God. Now, Lord, he will come to you asking to repent, dear Lord God, saying, Lord, what shall I do, dear Lord God, to inherit life? Father, we thank you for him tonight, dear Lord God. We ask that you prepare his heart to receive your word, dear Lord God. And, Lord, may you bless him, dear Lord God, continuously all the days of his life, as long as he, dear Lord God, stays connected to the vine, Father. And we pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And you know, one of the things I take notice, there were a lot of people on the line first. I mean, the line was lit all the way up. And then all of a sudden, because I found out when you teach it, when you Dr. Lewis and your guest was teaching, a lot of people don't want to hear. They don't want to listen. And one person said, someone texted me back and said, awesome word, got to get busy. Got to get busy doing what? I'm not being fussy. Yes, I am. I'm not going to lie. Yes, I am.
Amen.
I mean, it's too much work to be done.
Amen.
It is. That's right. It is. That's right.
And
people
see,
live for so long.
Amen. And see, when we look on the
heard lies. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
People have heard lies for so long until when the truth is being spoken, they don't want to hear that. They want to leave the truth and go back to the lies. And that's what's happening because the truth is going forth. This is God's word, not ours. It comes strictly out of God's Bible that they're not teaching their children.
That's why it said the rod. It said the rod and rebuke give wisdom. Sometimes
they
got to come with a rod.
They don't want you to hit them. Don't want you to hit them. They will sue you crazy if you hit them.
But to God be the glory. Amen. That means it's working. It says the rod. It says the rod and rebuke give wisdom. But a child left to himself brings shame to his mother.
That's true.
Bringing shame to you, that means that you need to put a rod and you need to rebuke. That means you need to bring some correction in your house. That means you got to start getting your children some instructions from the Lord. Because they're not leaving by themselves to live for themselves. The Bible says, you know, we have to correct our son, and then he will give us rest for our soul. This was Proverbs 29. This is not my word. This is God's word. But this is this God's word. I mean, confident with his word. I don't apologize for that. To God be the glory. If they want to hang up,
neither do I.
They're
going
to be responsible for their word.
Amen.
Proverbs 29:17 say, correct your son, and he will give you rest. The reason why the children not giving the parents or the grandparents rest is because ain't nobody trying to stand up and correct them. What are they going to correct them with? You got to have truth to correct them with.
Amen.
So you got to speak the truth to your children, whether they want to hear it or not. The Bible says, spare not. He says, speak my word, whether they want to hear it or they don't want to hear it. So if they don't want to hear it tonight, to God be the glory.
Amen.
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 Well, you know, one of the things I take notice, I raise my children by the understanding. If you didn't do what I suggested, when I sit down with prayer and teaching the word of God and got them into the church and out there were 40 years old, they said, Daddy, we thank you. Well, that was to me a great success. And I say this, sometimes, and I notice, several people I know, when they have whipped our children for doing wrong and making it right because they were doing things godly, do you know the police took them there to put them in jail?
Mm-hmm.
Had to bail them out. I said, what's going on? See, the enemy has a trap. He has a 22. And that trap, if you step in it, you're going to get caught. If you step out, you're going to get caught. So we have to pray to break the trap. We have to pray that we break that trap. And God has given us the power. And I know that, I know y'all was preaching out of the book of Proverbs. And out of the book of Proverbs is nothing but a book of wisdom, a book of understanding, a book of knowledge. And the more you begin to, and see, one thing, I know the Bible teaches women, not me and women, raise your child from your womb. You got to talk to that child. So when a child leaves the womb and comes to the world, a lot of folks, children are born, they know how to cuss. Because they're born in that environment. They was carrying that environment.
Yes.
You got some even right now, 4 years old, smoking weed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been proven.
It has.
So we who believe, we got to take it to the next level.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That is so right. You know, one thing about it, God is not slacking his promises. And every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God is true. And one thing, if we begin to pray, we know that the enemy does not want us to correct our children. He does not want us to discipline them. He wants us to not discipline them. Battle rod, the Bible says, fall the child, but they do not want to do that. But God got a way. God, if people began to pray to God, God will teach you how to teach your children. Because guess what? He's our father. He's our father. He will teach us how to teach your children, how to discipline your children. He will teach us that. He will teach us how to do a thing.
That's right.
He'll go around the enemy.
Amen.
If he don't go over.
Amen.
Well, let me show you something right now. I was showing some young people how to cut a yard. Cutting a yard is very simple. If you got a lawnmower, you got an edge, you got a gas, you got what your tools you need.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying, don't go with the grain of grass, don't go against it. Because when you go against it, it's going to be a cause problem. And that's what's wrong when the people go against God. They're going against the grain of God.
That's right.
And so I was thanking the Lord because I said, oh, my Lord, I put the time in. It's 8:30. I said, well, I have to let the sister know because I done put us on here for 150 minutes to talk, to tell. But it's free time. It's free. It's a gift. So I'm saying, I'd like to see it. I know, number one, I'll be the first one. What time can we have prayer on the radio station?
Confirmation.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
But Brother Hunter, before we got on the couple station tonight, me and Sister Dolores was talking about that we want to start getting on the radio station some nights when we can come on and start praying, just doing nothing but praying for our family, praying for our neighborhood, praying for our nation, praying just straight a prayer of faith over the people's lives. And then you come and say the same thing so we know we're in alignment with the Spirit. And don't find a man tonight but the devil. But who cares? To God be the glory. His will shall be done. His will be done. And
it's real done. Amen. So now y'all tell me what night it is and we get it set up. Tell me what night.
Okay. Okay, well we'll get back with you on that, Dr. Hunter. Make sure everything lines up.
Amen.
Yes.
See, I know this much and I know when I met this pastor, Irvin, I was at IHOP. And he walked up to me, and it was eye-to-eye contact. He said, may I pray for you? I said, Holy Spirit, who is this man? And God rested my spirit. He says, all right. And he prayed for me. We fell in love with Jesus.
Amen.
We fell in love with Jesus. And he's Caucasian. We've been talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ. So
amen.
I need some men who will stand up and put on, not on bloomers, put on some underwear.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're laughing, but it's really true. We need more men. We need some men to stand up. We really need men to be men and stand up. Amen. Come on. We need them to stand up. We really do.
Well, you know, listen, I did outreach last Saturday down in Greens Point. And believe it or not, I had men coming out of the woodwork that came down there and stood underneath that prayer tent and prayed. There was guys that had just given their lives to the Lord. There was other guys that are just, you know, working everyday Joe type of guys, and they all came under one accord, and that was to be able to minister to the people down there in Greens Point. And I was just surprised that who came and ministered underneath that tent. I really was, because they all had a heart to serve, and it just took my heart to watch these guys sit there and work all morning long in that hot sun, putting the stage up and getting everything set up, and then setting up the tent for the prayer tent. And my heart just went out to these guys. And I actually just kind of sat back and just kind of introduced them into the tent. And I sat there and said, okay, have at it. And they were laying hands and they were praying for people, you know. And And I pray God bless these men, and they will continue to work in that. But yeah, we need men, more men with courage to be able to stand up and don't care where they're praying at. They don't care if it's in Walmart, they don't care if it's at the local gas station or 7-Eleven or wherever it's at. Just to be able to sit and reach out and grab somebody and just pray with them.
Amen. Amen. You know one thing I noticed? Now, I'm going to say something, but you pray for me, because I'm not afraid of telling it just like God said it is. God has a pipeman in the notice of America today, and his name is Trump. Hello?
Yeah. Hello, amen.
Are you there? And Trump is saying some things. He's saying some things that's upsetting these Republicans.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Because he's telling nothing but the truth.
Yes, he is. He's telling the truth.
And so they come up. Well, I mean, I'm saying, okay. So the Democrats are sitting on the other side, say, "Well, I hope you don't call on us. Don't shoot at us." Because the truth, glory. See, see.
That's true.
Even
that's true.
And what I said, okay. And he's talking. See, America has been sold by those at the top.
Yes,
we don't have
yes.
no jobs. They don't want to give in Texas. They don't want to give nobody the benefits. So I said, America is falling down, down, down. But it's us who can raise it back up to a standard.
With this radio station,
good God Almighty, 7 days a week.
Yes,
I said we can give an hour a day in the evening to the radio station for nothing but prayer.
Everybody wanna call in
and say, I need some help. Well, let's teach you how to pray. Let's teach you how to believe God. Let's teach you how to see what God says.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Amen. That's right. Amen. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That's right. We can give an hour every day.
That's right. Amen.
We can give an hour every day.
Every day in the evening. See, the best time to get in the evening.
Amen.
Man of God, we were talking about that before we got here, on the way here. We were talking about prayer in 1 hour, because Jesus told the disciples, he said, can you pray for 1 hour?
Well, you know what, may I say something to you? I have it set up on the Wednesday. I've been praying for 20 years for that 1 hour. I have it on every Wednesday from 7 until 10 o'clock.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So, I mean, I know what you're saying in order, because I'm praying for those who have the same mind, same concept. And see, the more
Amen.
We let the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us, we don't have
yes.
time to fight.
Amen.
That's right.
And see, one thing I do know, when I was growing up, I would go to the prayer meeting with them old ladies. And when they talk to me, oh, good God Almighty.
And
today I was reading the Bible again, so I like to go back and read scriptures, a whole set of what God is talking about. And I was reading Luke today, and God showed me, he said, yeah, he said, just as I did with Sarah, and I did it with Abraham, I did it with Zachariah, and I did it with Elizabeth. I said, look at God.
Yes.
The women wombs were naked.
Amen.
But look what God, I said, see, God makes things so simple sometimes till we oversee them. Pastor and you women, y'all just don't know how y'all got me excited, more excited. Because
Praise the Lord.
This is my heart's desire.
Yes.
to reach your reach and tell the untell.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.
You know, Isaiah 54:13 says, all your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. If our children be taught by the Lord, they will give us some peace.
Amen.
Thank
and then
you.
They will have peace for their soul.
Amen.
So that's why we got to get back to the first thing first, the matter of the day, the first day of mention. That is to teach our children the ways of the Lord.
Amen.
So our household can have some peace.
Amen. Amen.
Rest for their soul.
I tell you, I was praying the night before we got on the radio. I said, Lord, when the lightning hit here in Houston, it said, no. I mean, it's like a big boat that struck down. I said, okay, Lord, you got my definite attention. I said, I love you.
Amen.
See, but I was taught as a young man when I was growing up, when it was thundering, my mother would say, get in the corner. God got to talk to you.
Yes.
Amen.
And I'd get in the corner. Even then, I'd get in the corner.
Amen.
Somebody say yes, old-fashioned. Okay, so I'm old-fashioned.
Amen.
But now, let me show you something. Now, you take notice. Here's a president, Jimmy Carter, 90 years old, still got to draw the Lord in his heart.
Amen. He does. Yes, he does.
And standing on national television, he said, "Well, I thought I was gone. In other words, he cut his words short, but he was sitting. I thought I was going to be with the Lord, but the Lord mm-hmm. still left here. Hallelujah. Woo.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
And to be married to Ross, his wife, for 69 years, and he's still in love. Good.
Praise
God.
The Lord. My God. Look at God."
Now that's proof right there. Now here was Sarah, and she's almost 90 years old. Look at Abraham; he's 100 years old, and God reverberates. I love it, Father. I love it. And God reverberates them, and she said, "Oh, I'm gonna have the joy. Hello, somebody. I'm gonna have the joy of a young woman." That's what the Lord said.
Amen.
And she grinned. The Bible said, "No, why are you grinning?" She grinned. He said, "Well, you know, Lord, I just don't know if that's possible." He said, "I am the Lord. I can do anything I want."
That's right. Amen. But see, the devil has told these people lies for so long. They said, "Well, at 35, that's it. You can't have any more children. At 40, that's it. You can't have any." But there's no limit. There's no limit to the Lord.
Amen.
You know, if you believe in it, this is what he chooses to do. The favor is upon you. There's no limit. But the thing about it is, people have listened to the lies for so long. So they give them, they say, "Oh, the Lord can't do this." You know, within themselves, they may not verbally say it, but in their hearts, they say, they put a limit on the Lord. They put a limit on God. How can you put a limit on God? But that's because of the world's way.
Amen.
That's because of the world's way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like you said, Jimmy Carter, 92 years old, 90 years old. He's in his 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My God. Mm-hmm. And still, and they said, "Who is this young man?" I mean, he jumped over a thing and ran up there. They said, "Who is this?" That's Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter, 90 years old.
Wow. Yes.
And
yeah.
See,
one thing
I do notice, it humbles me. Now, I know I got some flaws, but I've asked the Lord every day of my life, take them off. Take the flaws out of my life.
Yes.
Take them out. See, I know I'm going to face the enemy because I know what I face in me. The enemy, I know how to face him with the power of God.
Amen.
And see, one night I was reading in the book of Colossians. Somebody get chapter 10. I mean, get Colossians chapter 1, please. Somebody got the Bible. You got your Bible, Pastor?
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
okay,
no, no.
Go to chapter 1.
Uh-huh.
Verse 10.
Yes.
Read it.
Verse 10. It says that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work. And
all right, stop right there. Stop right there. It said that we might do good. We might do what?
Be fruitful in every good work.
In every good work.
Mm-hmm.
With the children, with your husband, with your wife, with your neighborhood, with your dog, with your pets, everything.
Everything. Amen. Just like, amen.
Hey.
Amen. That's right.
And read on, please. Read on.
It says, "What is fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God."
That's what you're teaching about tonight.
Yes.
Amen.
Read on, please.
Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light.
We qualified.
Amen.
He qualified us. Praise the Lord.
I thank God that he qualified
us. Amen.
It was him.
It's him.
It's by the presence of the Lord. He qualified us.
Read on.
He has delivered us from the power of darkness.
Amen.
So we win. We won.
Amen.
We won. Victory is in the house. Favor is in the house.
Yes, it is.
Read on.
He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all.
He is the who?
The image.
Mm-hmm.
Of the invisible God, the firstborn over
all. Let me show you something. When you're in a country, or your country boy, your city boy, at high noon, You can't even see an image, can you? Because at high noon, the sun is shining straight down. But at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6, you begin to see that image.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
It's invisible, but it's a part of what Jesus Christ, he showed the image of God. My God.
Amen.
Love you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Read on, please.
By him, all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible or invisible, whether throne or dominions or principalities or power. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And he is the head of the body, the church who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. That in all things he may have the primacy, for it pleases the Father that in him all the fullness shall dwell. And by him
all the
For it pleases the Father that in him all the fullness shall dwell. Thank you, Jesus. And by him to reconcile all things to himself. By him. Whether things on earth. See, that's what God wants to do. He wants to reconcile our families back to him.
Yes.
He wants to reconcile our children back to the Father. That's what he comes to do. He comes to reconcile them back to himself. By him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, have been made peace through the blood of his cross. And
amen.
You was one.
Amen.
Now, I would like for you to do something right quick. I'd like for you to put your thumb right there and go to 1 John. Chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. My God Almighty.
Yes.
And it reads what? Go to the 12th chapter, 12th verse. What does it say? 1 John 5:12.
He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have no life. That's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Our children need the Son of God, and his name is Jesus. They need the word of God so they can have some life in their spirit. Amen?
Now read on. Amen. Read on.
These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Now, this is the confidence.
Wait. Now, wait a minute. This is the confidence that we have. Now take your time and read that slowly. Take your time. This is the confidence that we have. Read it, please.
It says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
Amen.
And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of him.
My God Almighty. My God Almighty.
Amen.
See, that's how God speaks to me.
Amen.
That's how God speaks to me. When I read that word like that, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then when I look at Jude chapter 21, next to the last book of the Bible, look at Jude.
Yes.
Jude chapter 1, verses 20.
20 says, but you, beloved, build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. That's what we're going to do.
Amen.
Keeping yourself, see, when you pray in the Holy Spirit, when you build yourself up, hallelujah, on your holy faith, which is the word of God, praying in the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. you keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Jesus, got to
now, beloved, it's one thing I've come to find out. When you read the book of Jude and you get there, you got to pray in the Spirit. Folks say, you don't got to pray in no tongue. What is it all about? It's a deep utterances that is made in the Spirit. Now, when you go back to Luke chapter 1, when you get to time, you can read it well. And you've got a place where there was a man first, he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
His name was John. And the Bible said from the mother's, glory, hallelujah, from the woman's womb, he shall be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
God Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no other man came out like that.
Amen.
Until Jesus Christ came and introduced him to it. But John got out. My God Almighty.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Mm. Amen.
Mm. How about it, Pastor? How about it, Pastor? How about it, Pastor?
Amen. Amen.
Praise
the Lord. Amen. 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 Yes,
see, I don't mind, I just sit to them and throw kisses at God. I love you. I love
Amen.
You. I love you. See, and I say to God, every somebody say, you're crazy. I said, Lord, I said, bless your own self. Bless your own self.
Amen.
Now, how can God bless himself? God is God. He can do what he want to do.
And God bless himself. God bless himself when he see us prospering in him. The Bible says the Lord takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant.
Yes.
So if
you
want to please God,
there you got it.
Amen.
There you go.
Amen. That's it. Amen.
There
Amen.
You got it.
Woo. Amen.
Y'all got me fired up. Y'all got me fired up.
Amen.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you.
All right, so I got a note down there. Y'all going to get back ASAP about the prayer time.
Yes, 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 we'll get back. That way we can get together on it. We all get together and we can set the time so that way, you know, because school is starting, so we want to set it at a time that, you know, we all can come on.
Well, let me ask you this. Would y'all rather have it a daytime? Or nighttime?
Yeah, it has to be night because I work in daytime.
Okay, night is good.
Yeah.
And so we got to get. Well, I'm going to put Facebook, and we just want this thing to maroon
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. That's right, amen. Because everything is birthed out of prayer. Paul said, "I labor over you to Christ who formed in you."
Yeah.
So he labored over the people, the disciples, with prayer. So we have to labor over our loved ones and our children with prayer.
Over this nation in prayer.
So God will be birthed in the Spirit concerning their lives.
Because God is ready to do some things, but He needs us to stand up, like you say, in prayer. So the word can go forth and do what God has called it to do. And if nobody says anything, then nothing gets. But this is what God has called us for, because we're sensitive people from the heart.
Yes.
Our heart is after God, David.
Our heart. Yes.
And so when we come together and begin to pray, God said, "I just want y'all to pray so I can my word can do what it can work in the earth."
Amen.
It can work.
Amen.
And so that's all.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
You need to intercept on the wall. The prophetic watchman and the prayer wall is on the wall to begin to pray day and night, and don't give the Lord rest until He establishes His word in the earth.
Amen.
That's what He's after. He wants to show Himself strong and mighty
Amen.
In the lives of His people. But the only way to do that, He has to do that through prayer, because everything is birthed through prayer. Whatever we need in this earth realm, we got to do it through prayer. It has to come through the Father. It has to be.
Now, I do believe it about 2.5 years ago, I proved it because I labored in prayer.
Amen.
And this woman that's on the line with us tonight, I was praying. I said, "Lord, I've been on here, and it's up to you what you want me to do." I said, "I don't know what to do, but I'm believing you." And while I'm praying, the sister came on. All right. God bless you, Pastor. I'll see you. And so... Sir?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll see you Tuesday night.
Okay. Yeah, bless.
All right. Yeah. And so, what I was saying, I believe that God, when I was praying, and she said, "I heard you talk to God." Now, here's what got my attention. She said, "What do you want from God?" I said, "Oh, my God. God has answered my prayer."
Amen.
God answered Amen. My prayer.
Amen. Amen.
And everybody that I wasn't that sophisticated. I mean, a sophisticant doing in. And I come to find out some other people was trying to get off there and get out of the way. I said, "Oh no, they ain't nothing but a lie from the pit to hell." I prayed, and she's back on at the well.
Amen.
Somebody say, "I'm at the well."
I'm at the well. Amen.
See, I only got 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 2, 4. You got 5 words. Meet me at the well was her words.
Amen.
Woo! The well is so deep. It's so wide. It's so high. You can't even, the well is nothing but the kingdom of God.
Yes, it is.
Y'all got something else you want to say?
Because
I'm
just going to give a scripture, because it says Galatians, so they'll know where we're speaking this word, because a lot of times when we speak about words, people want the scripture so they can go back and look for it there. We want them to know it is true. Galatians 4:19 say, "This is Paul speaking. He said, 'Mind of the children for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you.'" So we know that Paul labored over the children. You know, the children of faith, he labored over them in prayer.
Amen.
So we got to labor over concerning our nation, our states, our communities, our families, our children. We have to labor over them in the word of God in prayer. We got to take it to the Father. The Bible teaches us to bring everything to God in prayer.
Because
when the wife finds out, the Lord answers. Yeah. And we need the answer of the Lord today in our lives.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Well, I'll say this to y'all. I know that we got about 3 minutes on to be on there. So who want to close us out in prayer?
Okay.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for your loving care that you preserve our life from all evil. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the radio station, Lord God, tonight. We thank you for those that ears have opened to receive the word of truth.
We thank you, Father God, that your word is working and is activating, is alive and is powerful, is moving in the hearts and the minds of the people. Lord God, over this airwave, even to the lives of the people that, Lord God, from your word, Lord God, when it goes out, is not changed. That means that it's falling on good ground. We decree and declare that it's falling on good ground for the hearts and the minds of the people, Father God, that they may too be saved, that they may teach their children the ways of the Lord, that they may conduct themselves and follow the instructions of the Lord and begin to seek you like never before in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that your word has went out when it shall not return to your vault, but it shall come out and it set out to do in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the Lord for coming tonight, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you replenish our earth, Father God, where she has poured out and given the spirit of truth to your people tonight. We pray that you replenish her, strengthen her body. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak life over her. In the name of Jesus, we encourage her, Father God, in the faith. We pray, Father God, that you continue to minister to her, even in the night watches, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Dr. Hunt, in the same Alan, Lord God, and for your people that tonight that heard your word. We pray for our family, pray for our children. Father God, that you would teach them the ways of the Lord. Father, we pray that you arrest them by the Spirit, that you would draw them by your Spirit, and that you begin to decree and declare your word over their life like never before, that they may line up, come back into alignment with the will of the Father for their life in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you tonight, Father. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. I love you, and the Lord bless you and keep you. We'll meet again.
All right.
God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.